Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Kuf Aleph, Menachas 101A, pagination is 201. We'll start on the facing page where the new perek begins, just below midway on the page. HaMenachos v'hanesachim shenitmu ad shelo kidshu b'chli. The menachos, the offerings of flour, and the libations, the wine, that became tameh before they actually made it to a holy vessel, to a service vessel in the Beis HaMikdash. What is their status? Is there anything that can be done? Says the Mishnah, Yesh lehem pidyon, you could still redeem them, which is exactly what the person would want to do, because now that they're tameh, they can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash, but because they never became kadosh, holy, we could deal with food that's tameh. You just give it to somebody who is tameh or doesn't mind eating tameh, and we're just fine. So you could swap it out, so to speak. You could be poda it, and it's not going to be lost. In contrast, Mishakitshu bikli ein lohem pidyon. Once it becomes sanctified in the vessel of the Beis HaMikdash, it cannot be redeemed. The fact that it became tameh is a problem, and it's going to have to be discarded. Let's skip three lines to the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, V'afilu ein tahorin niftin. Quite frankly, even if it's still tahor, it could still be redeemed. My timer, why? Kama delokachi bikli kedushas damim ninu. As long as it was not yet sanctified in a vessel, it's still a financial level of holiness, but not an intrinsic level of holiness. And because it's only financial, it could be redeemed like anything that a person donates. You could donate a saw, you could donate a carriage, you could donate anything to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's only value. Ukudushas damim niftin, and value can be redeemed. Now let's understand what Shmuel is teaching us. If you go back to the Mishnah, menachos anesachim, so you have flour and wine, shenitmu, it became tamei before it became kadosh bikli, you could redeem it. It seems to say that it's only because it became tameh that you're able to redeem it. Otherwise, it's locked in, on track, to become a karban. Says Shmuel, that's not true. That's misleading. That's a misunderstanding. It doesn't have to become tameh in order to be able to redeem it. You could redeem it on a whim. You could redeem it. It never became kadosh in an intrinsic nature, in an intrinsic way. Asks the Gemara, Vahanitma utanan, the Mishnah indeed said, you're able to redeem it in a case that it became tameh. Why did it choose the case tameh if that's not a necessary component in the case? Answers the Gemara, Hu adin dafagav delo nitmu. You could redeem this even if it doesn't become tameh. So why did it say it like this? Va'aydi dekaboy misna seifa, because the end of that first part of the Mishnah wants to give you a case, mishakitshu bikli ein lehem pidyon, when it became sanctified in the vessel, you still can't redeem it. Still, da'afilu nitmu, even if it became tamei, you're not going to be able to redeem it. Nami lo tananami resha shenitmu. So we learned in the first part of that statement as well a case of nitmu, so that we are contrasting flour, wine that became tameh, but it's before it made it to a Beis HaMikdash vessel, as opposed to flour, wine that became tameh after it made it to a vessel. But indeed, Shmuel teaches, there's no such restriction that you're not allowed to redeem something of Kodesh if it did not become tameh. Even if it's fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed on your decision to be poda it, to redeem it. The Gemara continues, and we'll skip two words over here, based on the Shita Mekubetzes, and it's addressing the case of Kitsho Bikli. Once the thing is sanctified in the vessel, you're not able to redeem it, asks the Gemara, Pshita. That's obvious, Kedusha Sagufninhu. It's an intrinsic Kedusha. The holiness has already taken effect, and therefore you can't redeem it. If it becomes Tameh, it's gone. It's Terech. No, I need to be told that something that became Tameh while it had Kedusha Saguf is not able to be redeemed. Sakadaita Chamina, I would have thought, Hayulabalmum Ikri Tameh. A blemished carbon is called Tamei. There's such a pasuk as we'll see in a moment. Tamei nami kebal mum dami. So I would think the reverse is also true, that the word Tamei, that case Tamei, could have halachos of a bal mum. V'afagav dekadosh kedushas haguf kinafa beimum mifrik. There are cases of a bal mum, an animal, that we are able to redeem. And therefore, we would think that the case of Tamei is also able to be redeemed. Haninami lifrog, so Tamei can also be redeemed. Kamash Malan, it's coming to tell you that once something is Tamei, that's the type of problem, there is no redemption. The lav ki aitam Tamei karye rachmana lebalmum, that's not the way the words are interchangeable. On to today's daf, the mikli shares lo ashkechon de mifrik. Once something is in a kli shares, we do not find that you could redeem it. Says Rashi, top line, once something is in a kli shares, va'afilu behema, even if it was an animal, on the next line, kigon sheshochat. For example, you shech the animal, and now the piece of meat is in the kli shares, lo ashkechon ba'pidyon, there's no redemption on something that's been sanctified through a vessel. And therefore, this thing that became Tamei is without recourse. Ubalmum hecha ikri Tamei, the Gemara continues. Where do you see that the word balmum, a blemished carbon, is called a Tamei, which it's a different word. It's clearly a word of rejection, but that it's the same usage. The Tanya, you find in a pasuk that the pasuk uses the word tamei when it means balmum. V'imko behema tameya, asher lo yakrivu mimenu karban la'Hashem. If you'll have a behema tameya and you're not able to bring it as a karban to Hashem, and our tradition is beva'alei mumin shaniftin akaza medaber. It's talking about a balmum. Ask the Gemara, how do you know? Because there's a different pasuk that talks about the behema tameya, and therefore this pasuk is understood to be talking about a balmum. So you know a balmum is on occasion called a tamei. So I would have thought that a tamei also has the rules of balmum and can be redeemed. Kamash Malan, in our Mishnah, that tamei, once it became kadosh, a kedushas haguf, an intrinsic holiness in the vessel, is not going to be able to be redeemed. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.